Okay, so people have probably heard a little bit about the Wombles in the past and the forthcoming Womble trial. Would you like to tell us how this has come about?
There was a group of about 15 to 20 walking down the down Oxford Street on Halloween in 2001 when a passing police van stopped and the coppers jumped out and tried to arrest one of our friends. And so we started questioning the officers' behaviour, and they responded by sort of becoming very aggressive. And it all ends with the police van reversing away in a panic and reversing into a bus. The crew of people who were all mainly dressed in white overalls with Halloween masks on then legged it round the corner to get away, but a total of seven people were arrested and charged with a variety of public order and assaulting police charges.
And when did this happen?
Halloween 2001, so that's October 31st.
Hey, it's a long time ago.
Well, it's taken over 6 months to get to trial. They've delayed the court date at least twice, and it seems significant that the final court date starts on the 29th of April, just 2 days before May Day, and then we'll probably run for 5 days.
Yeah, it's quite surprising that although some of the papers have mentioned the trial, none of them seem to have picked up on this somewhat coincidental date.
At least 30 mailings have gone out directly to journalists, and I think it shows something about corporate media in this country that you don't need state censorship, the media does it for them.
It's scheduled for 5 days, starting on Monday. What's your view of what's going to happen?
Obviously you never know with the current thrust of a court case, but most of all the charges were reduced to make sure that we'd be dealt with in a magistrate's court. So there'll be no jury there to take an opinion of the police's evidence, because in the end, most of it boils down to our word against theirs. And so, we're not overly hopeful.
Our destiny is now in the hands of one man or woman, which seems particularly unfair.
And who's going to be?
Well, we have every reason to believe that it will be Roger Davis, who has made a name for himself as being particularly harsh on May Day protesters. He's also known to have sentenced one protester to 3 months for throwing a piece of crumpled up paper at a policeman.
Other people might say that this actually looks rather a bit like a political trial.
I have no doubt that this is a political trial.
It's obvious that this is part of a campaign to harass and intimidate the group as much as possible.
Do you have any views why the Wombles have been singled out for this kind of treatment?
Before the Wombles even appeared in public, the Metropolitan Police held a press briefing at which they informed the press that this was a violent group that was importing continental-style violence. And the media reported this without any questioning or any balance whatsoever. And since then, the Wombles have been made out to be this big threat to British society. But, I really believe with the level of monitoring and intelligence that the state has used against the group, they're aware that that can't possibly be the case.
Just as I thought it would be, just as I thought.
the central problem for the police is that their standard means of operating on demonstrations is to negotiate with some organiser, allow a route, and if anyone steps out of line, they get a bang over the head. Or if they want to clear a street, they run up, crack some skulls, and they remain in control of the situation throughout. Mm. What the Wombles proposed and attempted to do, and are by no means specialists or in any other form qualified to do this, but the idea of it was at least to attempt to resist any ban charges by the police. And it's simply, if you're going to get hit over the head, wearing a helmet is a relatively sensible idea. But once the police's monopoly of violence is negated, once their violence doesn't work anymore, they're then effectively disempowered, and that does upset the police. So we are, you know, I don't think they think we're a threat to society necessarily, but we're a threat to their authority.
Yeah, that would seem to make sense. I mean, I remember last year at the Labour Party conference protests, there were a number of arrests made very early on before the march had even started, police moving in quite roughly to make something they termed along the lines of preventative arrests, arresting people in white overalls.
Who were then held for 7 hours in trials, released without charge, and, you know, they had their liberty taken away for no good reason whatsoever.
Other than wearing a white overall.
I think Dicey was another example where the police focused exclusively on the Wombles, and wherever the Wombles were in the protest, you could see the police moving towards them.
And that was the Arms Fair protest in London that actually occurred on September the 11th.
That was indeed the Arms Fair protest.
I remember hearing something about a Womble medic who had a court case recently related to that.
That's correct. He was charged with public order offences and assaulting a police officer. Rather strangely, the police couldn't produce the officer who'd been allegedly assaulted. They did make a case for saying that they knew the Womble was prepared for violence because he was wearing padding, at which point the defence lawyer asked the policeman what he was wearing, and when he said he was wearing padding, a helmet, carrying a shield and a baton, she said, "So you were prepared for violence?" And he said, "No, it was for self-defence." The court accepted that it was quite likely that the Womble too was wearing padding for self-defence.
So the court effectively said that that particular Womble medic was not there to actually execute violence or to start violence, but was actually there as a protective measure.
Correct.
I think that's quite important given the ludicrous lies that have been printed in the press all along about the Wombles.
Correct. After that trial, the investigating officer ran after the group of witnesses and the defendant, threatening people and saying, "I'll get you, I'll get you." You know, it was quite... It shows how important it is to the police to try and crush this group.
What kind of interest has the media been having in this? I mean, there have been a few snippets in the silly articles that have appeared recently that seem to have been taken almost exclusively word for word from the police press conferences. Have they been interested in the Womble case at all?
There's been very, very limited interest, I have to say.
With the case starting on Monday, There's going to be a solidarity demonstration outside the courts, actually on May Day, outside Horsfree Magistrates Court.
People will be coming in white overalls without padding. I stress that even though all the publicity has said no padding, the Times yesterday chose to misunderstand that and to report that people would be wearing padding. There is no truth in that claim.
And how can people find out about this? It's obviously the media doesn't seem like it's going to be reporting the truth of what's happening on the trial. So will the Wombles be releasing statements, or...?
There'll be press statements issued that hopefully they'll be put up on the Wombles site, and we'll be posting them to Indy Media as well via the Newswire to make sure that the latest news is announced as soon as possible.
For people who've got pens with them, the web addresses are www.wombles.org.uk and www.ourmayday.org.uk, and that's a cracking website, and it's got information about the festival of alternatives on it as well.
Okay, thank you very much. With a week to go, we'll see what happens.
Cheers. Thank you.